For more than a century, the Hoquiam Grizzlies and the Aberdeen Bobcats have maintained one of Washington State's biggest high school football rivalries.
Taken to the 35-yard line, and a huge hit right off of the bat. The ball squirting free. The Bobcats have got it.
Aberdeen won this year's game, broadcast over Grays Harbor Radio.
Oh my goodness, what a blast!
For the victors, the win is a badge of honor pinned on at the very beginning of the football season. But in November, the rivalry reignites, and Hoquiam and Aberdeen find themselves locked in competition once again. Students from each high school are gathered near the border between the two towns, awaiting the announcement of who won this year's food ball game. That's food ball with a D.
Food ball is a community food drive between Aberdeen and Hoquiam.
Danny Stanton is an Aberdeen High School Bobcat.
What we do is we raise money through a 10-day event, collecting money and food for our food banks here in Grays Harbor.
And that is huge for these two communities, where about two-thirds of the students in public schools get free or reduced-price lunches, and where more than a fifth of residents live below the poverty level, a number nearly twice the state average. Stanton says that makes food ball personal.
A lot of kids you don't know, a lot of kids we go to school with, you don't know that they're affected by food ball.
Her classmate, Kyle Brewer, agrees. He says he realizes that not everyone who sits in a classroom with him or lives down the street from him is as fortunate.
Some of us are the lucky people, but with food ball, we're making everyone in our community lucky. We're giving everyone an equal opportunity for happiness, even if it's for just a couple months in the winter.
Food ball began more than 30 years ago, the brainchild of Hoquiam resident Jill Bellis. At first, the students just collected food. Now they collect money, too, going door to door, standing outside of shops, and getting local businesses to donate. Over at Hoquiam High School, seniors Taylor Walker and Joel Bryden say the project is a lot of work.
I just want to go to bed. In all honesty.
I put in about 17-hour days, probably.
Really?
About that.
It's like a full-time job and work and school as well.
But Walker and Bryden say it pays off. This year, together, the two schools collected about 15,000 pounds of food and raised more than $100,000.
That's incredible.
And Deborah Squires would know. She works with Seattle-based Northwest Harvest, the only statewide nonprofit food bank. Her organization handles hundreds of food drives each year.
This is high school kids?
High school kids.
Send them my way. I'll employ them all as fundraisers. These are amazing kids.
She says the food ball organizers are pretty savvy, especially in their decision to collect not just food, but money.
It's one of the most common questions people ask. Do you want food or money? And my answer is always yes. Yes, I want food or money. But people say, well, what has a greater impact? And if they really go to that place, then you can say, well, let me tell you what a dollar will get.
A dollar for a food bank can feed four people because they buy food in big volumes, sometimes by the semi-truck. For the average consumer, a dollar will buy a can of soup. So the food ball efforts go a long way toward helping organizations like the Hoquiam Food Bank. Linda Borth has been running the place for about 13 years.
This is a food box for a family of seven plus, and it's for about a week, and it's probably about 80 pounds when they add in the produce and the frozen meats.
This food bank, located in a warehouse near downtown Hoquiam, serves 400 families a month. Maybe some are homeless or jobless. Others?
Maybe there's two working parents, but it's not enough to cover what they need to feed their families after they've paid the rent, bought the tennis shoes, and got the bills.
Borth says food ball will supply a majority of the food bank's budget for the year.
Grizzly power! Grizzly power!
Back near the town line, the students' eyes are focused on a pair of trucks waiting just down the block. This is how the food ball competition's winner is announced. The two trucks, each representing a different school, drive down the street, and then the victorious team's truck pulls ahead. They start rolling. The Aberdeen truck is in the lead, then Hoquiam, then Aberdeen, and then one of the trucks surges forward. It's Hoquiam. The Grizzlies, who left the football field disappointed earlier this year, are now victors on the food ball field. They are cheering and jumping and making faces at the local newspaper camera. Aberdeen students applaud their opponents and begin to head toward their cars. They are the runners-up in this contest, but not the losers. Joel Bryden, the senior from Hoquiam, says as far as food ball is concerned, everyone wins. Ed Ronco, KPLU News.